Migration expert Ollie Brown is still with us. Ollie, obviously the devil's in the detail with all of this, and forward planning is the critical thing. We've talked about the here and now. We've talked about how many people are on the move. We must consider what we're likely to anticipate in the future, because we've got to plan ahead for that. How do we think that the migration patterns of tomorrow are going to look?
That's a huge question. I mean, we're in the middle of a massive demographic change with a shift towards urbanization. Already half the world live in urban areas. By 2050, that's going to be two thirds. The World Bank estimates that the number of people who might be displaced as a result of climate change could be 140 million by 2050. Some people say 200 million. I mean, broadly, the people who are going to move are going to be poor people in vulnerable places. So people in coastal cities, people who are living in delta areas like the Nile Delta, the Mekong Delta, or small island states like Tuvalu or Kiribati that are only, you know, a meter or two over sea level already. But pretty much everywhere is affected. I mean, large parts of southern Florida, for example, could be underwater by 2050. And the US government is already starting to move some of the most exposed people out of harm's way. I mean, people.
Well, I was just going to ask you that, because obviously it's the US is a very developed economy. The UK is a very developed economy with the capacity to do forward planning. Are all countries thinking the same way, though? Or are there some countries that are living a bit hand to mouth and they don't have a future plan? And what's going to happen to them?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it really depends what you can put in place in terms of how you can plan around this. The Netherlands can put in place a very effective system of dikes and flood defences to stop the large parts of the country that are already under sea level. But other countries like Bangladesh, for example, can't do that. And actually, perhaps even counterintuitively, some of the poorest and the most vulnerable people may not even be able to move because they simply aren't able to get away. They're forced to make do where they are.
And is there a kind of a global plan in place then, so that when a particular country is underwater, those people are going to get displaced, they have to go somewhere? Or are people just thinking, well, we'll worry about that when it happens?
Well, I mean, there's plans at all sorts of different levels. So the president of Kiribati, for example, bought land in Fiji in 2014 to sort of potentially translocate the population to another country, effectively. Every country in the world is pretty much starting to think about how climate change affects them, affects their economy, affects their ability to manage. And then at a global level, 150-odd countries signed something called a Global Compact on Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration in 2018 that is trying to put in a global plan for how to deal with these issues. But it's voluntary, it doesn't have any teeth. It's sort of a series of good ideas. But as you were saying, the devil is in the detail.
Ollie, we must leave it there, but thank you. I think there's probably a bigger problem than we can solve here. Thanks very much. That's Ollie Brown. He is from Chatham House. And thanks to our other guests this week, Matt Stewart, Stephen Micheletti and Kian Go. So it's not all fast cars and spaceships. Throughout our history, humans have been on the move, and that looks very much likely to be a trend that's going to continue.